In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we come to the very last Sunday in the book that we know as the Pentecostarian, the book of 50s, which is the liturgical book that has taken us from the very opening of the Paschal Matin service until now. And on this day we celebrate what we call the Feast of All the Saints. This is a very, very ancient feast. It was mentioned by Saint Ephrem the Syrian in the 4th century, and it was thought to have been established by Saint John Chrysostom in that same century. So it goes way, way back. And the idea was that, aside from the saints that we commemorate every day, and we do commemorate many of them every single day of the year, there are a multitude of saints that are known perhaps only to God, that are also with Him in heaven. We know this from the description in the book of Revelation, when it talks about a multitude, a host of people that were worshiping around the throne of God, the saints of God. And so on this day, we bring all of them to remembrance, not just those who have lived before, but even all those who are yet to come and are known only in the mind of God. The saints are very important in our faith, very, very important. And the many churches that ignore them or really don't believe in their veneration are missing something so profound, so prophetic, because we know that God is glorious in His saints. As it says in, I believe, Psalm 68, it talks about this, that the glory of God is coming through all of His divinized saints. That's how we see a lot of what we now today realize, or many of the miracles and workings of God, because they come through His saints. It's a very important thing to us. It's very important for us to become acquainted with these saints. Everyone at their reception into the church is given a patron saint. And by invoking that saint from now until the end of our lives, we develop a closeness with that person. We should study their life to see what they did, what they were all about, what were their own struggles, how did they live, how did they attain to this exalted state that we call sainthood. Now, of course, we've talked before about how in the epistles of St. Paul, he's often talking about the congregation of the saints. He's talking about the things that the deacons should be doing for the saints. And he's referring to those of us who are in the congregation, who are partaking of the holiness of God, because we are a congregation. When we gather together for the celebration of the divine liturgy and partake of the Lord's body and blood, we are partaking of holiness and become holy ourselves as a congregation. But the saints that we celebrate today are those people that took what they found in the congregation and kept it with them all the time, that developed it, that encouraged each other, that took the time to really get to know the Lord. It has been said that what is the difference between a regular person in any congregation and a saint of God? Well, the saint of God is continuously saying yes. He's continuously beseeching the Lord. He's continuously keeping the Lord in mind, remembering Him day in, day out, putting Him first before everything else. And my brothers and sisters, that's really all there is to it. There's nothing much more to it than that. It's the remembrance of the Lord and trying to be obedient to Him, keeping Him in your mind, day in, day out. Now, most of us, we finish in church, we walk out the door and we think, well, we don't think at all, actually. We start thinking about something else going on during the day. Well, okay, I got church out of the way, now I've got to do A, B, and C. And we may not even think of God the rest of that day. Scandalously enough. But the saint will remember continuously what he has learned in the church, what he has picked up in the church, what the church has given birth to in his own soul. And that's what we need to strive for. That's what we want to be, or at least we should. Sometimes we read the lives of the saints and we get a little fearful. And I have to admit that even last night during the Vespers service, when we were singing some of the Stichera, they're quite graphic in terms of what some of the martyrs went through. I mean, our poetry, our liturgical poetry is not "Nearer, My God, to Thee." Not in the least. It talks about how limbs were sawn off and people were sawn asunder and set on fire and drowned and tortured and all these things. These are the poetic hymns of our church that often talk about many of the saints. And so we think of these things and we go, whoa, do I really want to be a saint? Is this something I really want to engage in? But you know, many of the martyrs of the church, they didn't know that they were going to be saints until about a minute before they were called upon to make a decision for God. It was presented to them suddenly, perhaps even forced upon them. And even if their lives had been dissolute, at that moment they found the strength to say yes to God, and they became martyrs, the first of the ranks of all the saints. This is something we should not be afraid of. We should not be fearful of. Other of the saints spent many years in ascetic exercises, and we read about them too, and we think, oh, I couldn't do that. That's impossible. I couldn't do it. But then there are other saints. There were husbands and wives and children who simply learned to love God. And that's what most of us, that's the path that we will find ourselves on. That we won't be fearful. That we will move towards the love of God. That we will venerate the saints of God that we find all around us. In the epistle to the Hebrews, we heard about the great cloud of witnesses. And even more to the point, what we heard in the gospel today. Very, very striking. He who does not love me more than mother or father or son or daughter is not worthy of me. Think of that. Think of the relationships that we are all in with wives and children and brothers and sisters and all these things, yet the love for God has to be greater. It has to be willing to lay all that aside. And that's the way that it should be. This is what God calls us to, because by loving God, the love for family increases even more. But the Lord is asking of us to give our everything, our complete and total commitment to Him in every aspect of our lives. This is how we become saints. Now, we don't worship the saints, of course, but we do venerate them, because we know that they are closer to God. If you were asking for the prayers of someone, would you go out and, you know, find someone drunk on the sidewalk and say, pray for me? Or would you go and find someone that you know is closer to God because you feel that that person's intercession might be more valuable to you, that that person has an in with God, and perhaps they do? That's who you would go to. The saints are those who have that in with God. They are close to God. They are in the Holy Spirit. And God wants us to go to them because through them we see His glory. That's all there is. That's all there is to the veneration of saints, this great fearful thing that people wander away from. We don't believe in death. We believe in falling asleep. We believe in the translation to the next life, where the person is even closer to God and can pray for us. And that's why we ask them, you're there. You are seeing what the Lord allows you to see of Himself. Please pray for me to Him. What is so complicated about that? It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing that the church gives us in order to have this tremendous communion of saints, this wondrous communion of saints. They help increase our faith when we feel that our faith is weak. And when our faith is weak, it provokes in us all kinds of distress. But the saints are there to help us. I read a wonderful quote just the other day. I think it was by W.H. Auden, who said something very interesting. And I think it's true. He said that the opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is anxiety. And that's really true if you think about it. We become anxious when our faith wavers. We become worried. We become upset. We become like people that have lost their direction, that don't know which way to go, that somehow don't have anything to hang on to in this life. But yet the saints are there to relieve this anxiety, to say to us, look, we have gone before, and there's an awful lot of us up here. There's an awful lot of us, and they are wanting to help assist us into that heavenly kingdom. So on this day, let us remember these saints of God. Say a special prayer to whoever your heavenly patron is, the one who is given to you when you came into the church, the one who is there praying for you, the one who is in the Holy Spirit, and in the Holy Spirit can be anywhere at all times by the grace of God. This is a person that you should cultivate an enormous friendship with, an intimacy with. And aside from your own patron, there are so many saints that speak to us in so many ways. Cultivate that friendship as well. Because by doing it, you are doing exactly what the Lord has intended. You are befriending those who befriended Him. And when you befriend those who did befriend Him, you are also partaking of His glory. Amen.